Well, hello there. Not just a chiropractor, Stanford Darien, Noah Buchanan. All right. Tired of apologizing for my long-winded name. Anyhow, Dr. Brian McKay, and I want to talk to you today about nothing other than bulging disc versus herniated disc. So what happens is people get a disc diagnosis, or you go on the internet and you get your diagnosis, self-diagnosis, that is. And what happens is there's a little disc confusion, okay? Let's go over the different types of disc, the names that we apply for discs. So a herniated disc is a little bit more serious than it's called a bulging disc, okay? So what happens is basically a herniated disc is going to cause much more severe symptoms, okay? Whereas bulging discs are going to be minor, you know, irritating the nerve, but not to the extent of a herniated disc. A herniated disc means inside the disc you have a soft inner core and a hard outer, almost ligamentous core. And what happens is when the soft inside breaks through the barrier, that hard ligamentous outer edge, if you think about like an egg, the egg white being that hard outer edge and the yellow part being a soft inner edge, when it breaks through that thing and the hard ligamentous edge, what happens is you have direct pressure onto the spinal cord. And that can be incredibly sharp, debilitating pain. And in many cases, may require surgery. Now, as a chiropractor, we all know chiropractors don't do surgery. At least I hope you know we don't do surgery. And if you know a chiropractor doing surgery, let me know so I can tell them to stop. So, but the difference between this, again, the severe pain. And what happens is there's almost a chemical response to the pain when you have that inner part of your disc, the nucleus pulposus, is extruded through that thick ligamentous layer. There's a chemical response within that causes a tremendous amount of pain. The two things should never mix, like oil and water. So that's a lot more severe. And dealing with it, you know, you have to take a look at it. You definitely need an MRI when you have a herniated disc. But it's hard to tell. Someone's in pain. Pain is pain. Go to your doctor. Well, in some cases, your insurance company says, no, we have to wait a couple months before you get that thing approved. But that's the basic thing. But a bulging disc, your body knows something wrong. Typically, in my estimation, a lot of it comes from pelvic misalignments, poor posture, or it could be traumatic as well. Okay, you can have a car accident with a seatbelt, the lap belt will restrict you, and all of a sudden you hit and it's too much pressure. So you have a bulging disc in that case. You know, so it's a very, very different types of pain you're gonna feel. But pain is pain. So how do you know the difference? That's why you need an MRI. A lot of times a bulging disc is evident on an X-ray. You can see that what we call the intervertebral foramen, which is a hole where the spinal nerves jut out off of the spine and go out to the rest of your body. And if we're dealing with the low back, people have bulging disc causing sciatica, or herniated disc causing sciatica. But again, you have to know the difference there. So the treatment really is going to be different in many cases between bulging and herniated. Now let's address another topic, slip disc. So a slip disc and a bulging disc is kind of the same thing. It's more of an old-fashioned term. And, you know, when you Google a slip disc, you're going to come up with your findings in line with probably being a herniated or a bulging disc. But it's more like your grandmother's way of describing a disc issue. Oh, you have a slip disc. But anyhow, now let's get back to ruptured disc. A ruptured disc is kind of, if you go back to that egg white analogy, with the white being the thick ligamentous band around the yellow part, the soft inner part of the disc. Well, when that ruptures, you can have a lot of things besides numbness and weakness. You can also have a pretty serious condition called a foot drop, where the foot really doesn't work properly. You can't control the foot motion in your foot. And that's pretty serious, and most of the time that's going to be right to a surgical resolution, because that material inside the spinal canal can cause all kinds of problems. And sometimes you have no pain, and sometimes you have sharp, debilitating pain. So a ruptured disc really needs to be seen at a higher level than just a chiropractor. And that, again, will only be determined with an MRI. And it was, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes insurance companies don't like to pay for MRIs, so they make you wait, do some conservative care, sometimes for up to 4 to 6 weeks before they will approve an MRI. That's between you and your insurance company. Now, a lot of times people have pain in the low back. So, I mean, the areas where you're going to see the most disc herniation is going to be the neck and the lower back, the cervical spine and the lumbar spine. And the reason why is you have, from a biomechanical standpoint, the curves in your neck and your back are similar. The orientation is one of, from the side view, it's like a reverse C curve, you know, and you'd see a little bulge. And these things form, believe it or not, as a child, when you start to crawl. You start to hold the head up, that helps the neck curve develop. And as you crawl, it helps develop the low back curve. These are so important from a biomechanical standpoint because the weight that they support is much stronger when you go to standing erect as when you start walking as a toddler, that you need that kind of support. And it really helps you go throughout your whole life because it's you set the stage. So it's really important that we differentiate between the two. Now, if you have disc pain in the neck, more than likely you're going to have some radiating, sharpshooting pain down your arm, numbness, tingling, those type of feelings. Those, and again, the same thing with the low back. You're going to have sharp, radiating, sciatic type of pain. And, you know, not always a sciatic. It's not always a herniated, bulging, or even a ruptured disc. It's probably a disc, though, to some extent. Probably more on the level of a bulging or a slip disc. So I hope I'm not confusing all these different terminologies. But the areas you need to be concerned with are the neck and low back. Symptoms get really out of control. They get out of scary. The other thing, too, is that you're probably not aware of, you're not going to be sleeping as well with either, you know, bulging, herniated, ruptured, slipped discs in those two areas because your body can't get comfortable and your body tends to heal when you rest. Not tends to heal, it does heal. So if you can't get to a deep level of rest, you're not going to see good sleep. And you can't get good sleep, you're not going to heal. So that's basically what I want to discuss today. Now, as a chiropractor, you can treat a lot of things. Ruptured? Hell no. There's nothing a chiropractor is going to do for a ruptured disc, and you are much better off saving your time, pain, and insurance dollars that you go see, you go to orthopedic. I could diagnose that, and quite often I have to send patients out who come in here because pain is pain. They pick up the phone, they call me. I have a fairly good reputation. I said fairly good, not the greatest. And what happens is they'll come in here and we'll see, take an x-ray. The x-ray looks terrible. And then you say, okay, you know, then the symptoms are that bad. But there's also some other tests you could do because the one to point out is there's only two types of nerves that deal with pain, A-delta and C-fibers. What's significant about that is the A-delta is myelinated, the C-fiber is not. C-fiber is more of a diffuse type of pain, not that sharp shooting, radiating pain. But very simple test you can do, a simple nerve test to determine if you're getting proper nerve flow to those particular areas. And if you do, great. If you don't, well, that's where you're probably going to have the MRI. So being able to differentiate and is really, really important. And it's not that simple to do on the internet. Pain is pain. But again, sharpshooting is more likely going to be a herniated, ruptured bulge along those lines, where a minor thing is going to be, it's more diffuse. Like you really can't just point to the area of pain. You have more of a, it's a larger area. So some of the people will say, okay, it hurts right here, would point with one finger. And they can, you know, sharp and shooting as opposed to the dull and achy. Those are the two types of nerves deal with pain. But also, too, is when we do certain tests with a thermal imaging scan, I can see whether or not there's proper blood flow. And the same thing, too, is we can take a pulse oximeter test to make sure there's enough oxygen getting to both the fingers and the toes. And if there's not, then we know that the nerve, the nerve that deals with the autonomic nervous system, which controls blood flow, is involved as well. And that makes things a little bit more serious because you're not going to feel pain per se from the autonomic side of the nervous system. You're going to feel it more, as I mentioned earlier, with the A delta and those C fibers. So I hope I didn't confuse you, but if there's anything, when you have sharpshooting pain, you're encouraged to go call your chiropractor up and get a good exam, get a good x-ray, and see where you take it from there. But if the symptoms keep going on for a long period of time and they're really impacting the quality of your life, you need to get in seen sooner and you need to possibly get an MRI. So I'm Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor. Hopefully I explained the difference between ruptured, herniated, slipped, bulging, all those kinds of disc issues out there. Save you a little bit of trouble fishing around on the internet trying to get yourself self-diagnosed. It's a good thing to look, but not a great thing to go by. All right, if you have any questions on discs, you can always call, give us a call. My number, 203-656-3636, 203-656-3636. We're located in Darien on the Post Road. Come on by. Let's see if we can help you too. All right, have a great day. Thanks for listening.